Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're chatting with Chris Vermeulen, founder and editor of The Technical Traders. Chris, let's start off by talking about the precious metals, gold in particular. Gold is moving a bit higher today, trading, let's say, about 1740, in the low 1740s, in between about 1740 and 1745. It has bounced from, I guess, that sell-off and the general washout, the seven-month correction that we've had. But the big question is, has gold's direction truly turned? Will gold start an uptrend here? Has it put in a double bottom during that month of March? And on top of that, what resistance levels does it need to get through first and foremost? Because undoubtedly, there's a lot of resistance that needs to be broken because of just how long that current correction, maybe current correction, has been ongoing. Chris, what are you watching for the gold trade after this at least couple day bounce that we're seeing?
Yeah, well, gold's definitely dug itself into quite a hole over the past, you know, since August, since it put that top in. We're seeing a really nice strong bounce. It looks like it could be a double bottom around that 1680 level. We need to really see if it can clear the first level of resistance, which is only from about 2 weeks ago. It's around 1750, somewhere in there. And the 50-day moving average is just above it, around 1760. So there's definitely going to be that level to try and hold above. And when you look back on the chart, there's a couple of really significant pivot lows around 1760 a couple times going back in February, also back in November. And it's also a really significant level, you know, earlier last year as well. So there's definitely a lot of resistance. Gold is way off the highs. There's a lot of previous highs here. It needs to try and work itself and muscle itself back up. And usually if a chart sells off far enough, like what gold and miners have, the gold miners have done, they need to like really build themselves a base. They need to build themselves out of this hole. They can't just, it's not like a nice tight bull flag where it's just traded sideways and there's not a lot of resistance or levels to break previously on the chart. This, you know, we've seen gold sell off so far that it needs to rally a large percentage wise just to get back up to some very significant highs around the 1960 area. And it needs to hold above that. So there's a long ways to go for gold to really dig itself out of here. The first major line in the sand is going to be holding above that 1760, and that'll be the very first starting sign that if it can hold there and trade sideways, that should be a little launch pad for it to start to move higher. I think we're going to see gold do a series of small bull flags, rallies, and pullbacks that could take several weeks, several months for it to start to dig itself back up, climb out of this hole, and get back up to those lofty levels where I think it's got a chance to start to run to hit new highs.
Okay, so you see a general uptrend when it does happen for gold, still taking some time, not necessarily just a skyrocketing gold price because of how much resistance was hit. One thing we were talking about off mic was how gold, silver, the gold miners and silver miners were all at least some sort of a resistance level. How important is it to note some of these levels when you do have these related sectors all hitting resistance at the same time?
Yeah, it definitely plays a role in the overall momentum. So we've seen a really strong bounce in gold, silver miners, and they've all bounced straight up into resistance as of you and I talking here. They're all testing a really critical resistance area on the chart. So if the whole sector is hitting resistance across the board, there's most likely going to be more sellers stepping in. If there's legs behind it and we see all the sectors break through and start to move higher, that'll be a very bullish sign. But we might only see one sector, maybe silver miners hold up and break through, or maybe just gold or silver or one of them does. That won't be a very strong confirming indicator. Since they're all at resistance, it would be nice to see them all like pop and break out and start a new surge to the upside. And they all have quite a bit of work to do in order to kind of, you know, turn the trend from down. Then they got to build a sideways trend, which will usually take a few weeks based on a swing trading strategy. And then from there on, if it continues that move up, it should be off to the races with a new renewed uptrend. It could keep going. So I still think we're a month or so out for it to dig itself out of this hole. We could still see a pretty big percentage move to the upside, and it would still be considered in a downtrend. just because something looks like it's put in a double bottom and we've seen a few days of a strong bounce, or it even bounces 15 or 20%, doesn't fully mean it's in a new uptrend. It just means it's having a strong bounce. Time is what kind of changes the trend, not so much a big, quick rally. Big rallies can fizzle right back out again. So we need it to rally and hold that by trading sideways for some period of time or continuing to move higher. And we need the moving averages to change direction, and we want to see higher lows and higher highs. So it's going to be a process for the precious metals sector to turn around.
Now, in terms of other markets that you're watching, a lot of people are watching, the U.S. dollar, but also, I think, yields. So the bond market has been critical because as the gold price has corrected, yields have moved higher. Is this still going to be a key factor, watching what's going on in the bond market for future moves in gold?
Yeah, I think the bond market is something to watch. I think bonds and utilities actually are going to be really on the radar and pick up speed. If you were to look at the daily chart of like bonds, it's very similar to what we saw last December through January in 2020. Just over a year ago, it's been in a long extended downtrend, completely out of favor. They're starting to carve out a bottom here. Bonds right now utilities are starting to pick up speed. I think we could see bonds and utilities start to rally here. Not that I like to pick bottoms, but I like to see what these defensive plays are doing, because when we see bonds and utilities start to rally and keep up with the overall stock market trend and potentially outperform the stock market, which we saw back just before the market crashed in February of 2020, that is a big red flag. If you see all this defensive money moving into bonds and utilities while the stock market's still going up, you got to be very aware that a big market correction is probably just around the corner. And typically, when there's that fear in the market where money's moving to bonds and utilities, these defensive kind of plays, we tend to see gold do really well. Also, when there's some fear in the market, people naturally want to start to own some gold. So we're starting to see all these sectors testing resistance, these like bonds, utilities, gold miners, gold. They're very close to breaking out here and could start something very exciting. And that's why we're talking about it, is because, you know, this could be maybe the trend change finally, but it's not here yet. We need confirmation. We need to see it. But I think we're just around the corner, a couple weeks out at max, I think, and we're going to see these defensive plays come to life.
Now, is that just a natural rotation because of how strong a lot of these other risk-on assets and stocks have moved?
Yeah, I mean, the market's constantly like, you know, moving into one sector, moving back into a different sector. And so we've seen bonds completely out of favor. Utilities have been dormant really for quite a while, not really doing a whole lot in a sideways chop. Metals have been out of favor for a long time. It's just, you know, we see these cycles, this rotation of money. When something's long enough out of favor and people give up on it, ignore it, that's usually when it starts to put in a bottom. And so that's where I think bonds are right now. I think bonds are going to turn a corner here first. But I think there are going to be some pretty good opportunities to the upside once these new trends take off. I mean, lots of upside potential, even in bonds. I mean, a lot of people think bonds don't move very much, but I'll tell you, bonds can have some very significant moves. They can move 8, 10, 20% in a very short period of time. And most people don't realize the opportunity in these. And of course, gold miners, obviously, lots of potential as well. So it's something to keep an eye on over the next week or so as they all test resistance and threaten to break out.
Yeah. And again, remember, it's just initial resistance, right? But to start any sort of trend, you do need to break that first stage of resistance and then continue to test out the next and next resistance levels. Chris, let's also quickly talk about the oil market, because crude has been under some pressure really in the last about month. It dropped from the high 60s to below $60 a barrel. Today, at one point, it was above $60, but has since sold off in the last little while since we were recording. What's your outlook for the crude market? Do you still see general strength for oil?
Yeah, it's kind of a mixed signal. I mean, it came all the way up to the around $65, which was a target that I had put on crude way back in December. I was like, there's a big long pattern from the oversold sell-off last April to the big rally mid last year, and then it had a correction. And that pattern was saying, you know, $64, $65 per barrel should be the next upside measured move using Fibonacci extension. It's also a previous high from January of 2020. And crude ended up going up and hitting that level, which is great. And now it's pulling back and consolidating. It is in a new bull market. It is definitely in a strong uptrend. But when we look at it from a shorter standpoint, over the last month and a half, it's actually kind of got a little bit of a bearish pattern. It looks like a bear flag. It looks like it could drop potentially down to $52 per barrel or so, which is a pretty good little haircut from where it is. But in the grand scheme of things, it is still in a major bull market. It's in a very strong cycle to the upside. And we just need to see if it can find stability above this $57 per barrel and hold its ground. And if it does, you know, it's heading up to the high 70s after this. But if we start to break down below $57 per barrel, 52 is the next stop. That'll actually be a nice support level from on the charts from a technical standpoint. It'll be an ABC retrace, which means a three-wave correction. Three waves, it's that third wave that shakes and spooks most people out of an asset or a commodity. And that could put in a really significant bottom. And then we could head up to that high 70s area. So at this point, you know, the bias is still very bullish. Short term, it's taking a breather and there still might be a bit more downside.
Chris, why do you think the oil stocks have lagged this move higher and really the strong uptrend that oil had?
Yeah, it's tough to say. I mean, you know, they've oil went from being almost, you know, worthless to, you know, $65 a barrel. You would think the energy stocks would have just gone absolutely insane parabolic for that. But I mean, I think the reality is a lot of the companies now, I don't know what the average cost is for companies to get oil out of the ground. But my thinking is, even when it rallied all the way back up into the 30s, mid 30s or 40 area, that big recovery we saw late mid last year, I think a lot of companies really barely are making any money at that level. And because the crash happened so fast before that, it was kind of like a flash in a pan. I don't think reality fully got to set in. And I just feel like now that it's up to 65, some companies now are going to be able to make some pretty decent money. But I don't know. I think it's just the way the markets dropped so quickly. People were in shock and then it quickly recovered back to a level where a lot of companies are just still at break even. It's not like they're making a ton of money. It's not like it's when it was at $16 a barrel, they were making money and now it's at 65 and they're making that much more. At 16, they were going broke super fast, but thank God it recovered because a lot of these companies got to save their butts. I think financially, a lot of them are struggling, and that could be a big part of it. They really took a beating, and I think shareholders might look into that. I mean, there's a lot of companies on the verge in the energy sector to go under.
Yeah, although that's something we've been hearing for years too. So let's see if it does flush out, right? But either way, it has been interesting to see generally the stocks lagging that strong move in oil, but clearly not everyone is buying into it. All right, Chris, good chatting with you, buddy. I will post a link to the Technical Traders website below. That's where everyone can follow along with what you're sharing with your subscribers and what charts have your eye. Chris, thanks for your time. We'll chat again in another couple weeks.
All right. Thanks, Corey. Take care.